This call is being recorded.
Hello, everybody. I always feel a little trepidation when I log on to this Uber conference. It's a little different. I welcome you all. And tonight we're doing 9 steps to manifesting your dreams. I've done lots of different manifesting programs before. I think you're going to find this one is a little different. And how so? Well, this is actually the Oneness University material that I'm using. When I went to the Phenomenon the Gift last weekend, it was their method for manifesting. And so I thought it might be nice to do something a little different. Okay, see where everybody is. Can you all hear me? Okay, Trinity, can you hear me? Is there any way, and I think last time you had. Okay, I've opened the chat, so if you can just let me know, can you hear me? Is that Nicola in Atlanta?
Hey, it's Paige. I can hear you.
Okay, good. Okay. All right, I am going to start recording. I think I'm already starting recording. Hello, everybody. I'm Jennifer Elizabeth Masters, sounding a little confused this evening. We are working on 9 steps to manifesting your dreams, and I've done a lot of manifesting, and I know most of us are doing it. We all have the ability to manifest. There's a lot of different ways we can manifest, and we're going to start working on that in a different way tonight. So I am a coach. I coach at the soul level. I help to clear anxiety blocks, programming, and past trauma, and I help women and men to be happy with themselves and their lives. And of course, that means relationships, because that's what we're here for. We're here to relate. And we are relating right now and being in a relationship. This is really an important part of our material existence, relating to one another. So if you're living a very quiet life, secluded, and like I did for many years, and you're not relating to the outside world, and it's part of what we need to do. So what do? I help people open their hearts and raise their vibration. So we're going to be working on some of that. Love is the energy of growth and healing. Love is expansive. And when we love ourselves completely, we feel confident, contented, and just so much happier. All right, everybody, I'm going to mute you all. Hello, everyone. Nice to see you. Thanks for joining us. Okay, you're all muted. Okay. So I didn't ask if you all had questions this week, but I will open up to questions in a little bit. So thank you for being here. We're going to join our energy together, and we're going to do this a little differently. What I'd like to do is... I thought I muted everybody, but I guess I didn't. Okay. Okay. Maybe. I'm having a little bit of a technical issue here. It was not muting. Okay. Okay, so what we're going to do is connect through our hearts, and we're talking about heart connection, relationship, and expanding, loving others. So put your hand where your thymus is, and that is the upper part of your chest, the flat part. And you may be touching your collarbones with your index and thumb finger, just right below where your neck and chest meet. You're putting your hand right there. So what I'd like you to do is just with your dominant hand on that flat part of your chest, close your eyes for just a moment and breathe into the space under your hand. I can feel the rise and fall of everyone's breath together, and we've really synchronized. Thank you very much. That was awesome. I ask you for this next hour to really focus on what we're doing and not multitask. I don't know if you've recently picked up the Time magazine on happiness, but it's definitely helping me finish my book. One of the things that I've talked about is multitasking does not make us happy. In fact, it can make us feel very chaotic, and it's really not a way to get more done. So, okay. So manifesting it's not my focus in my work, but what's happened is it's become kind of like a sideline, like maybe you go to buy a car at a dealership and, you know, they work on cars as well. Okay, that's one way, but you may take your car to a brake place and they may be able to do something else for you, like an oil change. So manifesting is kind of like an oil change. And so it's not my focus, but it's what is happening in my daily life. And it's happened that I started helping my clients manifest love, manifest money, manifest cars, a home to live in. There's lots of different things that I have helped people manifest. And so one of the things that I'm doing here with this podcast is this is part of me giving back, and it's part of what we have to do to be able to manifest. So we can't just take from the universe. We have to also give back. So by me sharing what I've learned with you is part of that. And are you ready for the truth? I feel like you are. Are you really ready? Everyone is meant to manifest. And most people are unconsciously manifesting. And when we unconsciously manifest, we usually do so when we're having an argument with our partner or a family member. And we create more of what we don't want with our emotionally charged thoughts. Emotion is what gives our thoughts wings and turns our thoughts into manifestations. Good or bad. So we can manifest money, we can manifest discounts, homes, love, relationships, babies, cars, vacation rentals, properties for free. There are lots of different things that we can manifest, but here's the thing, we have to be open to the way that they come to us. For example, I wanted to have a family vacation in Boulder, Colorado, and I asked the universe for a free place to stay. And a friend of mine said, I think you should contact this person. She needs a house sitter. And so I contacted her, and she needed a house sitter for 3 weeks. I got a beautiful place to stay with a gorgeous garden in Boulder, Colorado. And I was able to take my dogs as well. I took care of her dogs. So that's one way that we can have a manifestation come to fruition, and maybe not exactly what you expected. So the other thing that we can manifest are great discounts, or perhaps you are wanting to return something. You don't have the receipt, and you manifest the way to do it. So there's lots of things we can manifest. So when opportunities arise, we have to be awake enough to say, yes, please, or notice, and, you know, have our eyes open and go, oh, that's for me. I'm supposed to contact that person. So there might be something that we have to do, like, you know, maybe we're invited. We get an email invite to something, a dinner and a movie, and we hem and haw about it, but we're looking for a relationship. And if we keep saying no to these invitations, then we're saying no to our manifestation. So you might have to start saying yes a little bit more often. Okay. So like I said, things show up a little differently than what we might have anticipated, but they are wonderful manifestations for us anyway. So recently, a friend of mine was doing Uber, and she needed money in a big hurry. A big hurry. And she got rear-ended. And she's getting an insurance settlement. And now, this may not be the ultimate way to get money, but it is a way. So sometimes we have to say, when we're asking for a certain number of dollars, that no one gets hurt or harmed in the process. We might get a payout from a class action lawsuit or a rebate from a utility company. Money doesn't always have to come in the form of a paycheck or a stack of dollar bills. We could win a contract, which brings us abundance. We might get new clients we didn't expect. Someone might gift us with a refund or a gift. And I've had people give me dresses lately. When I ask the universe for a new dress, I don't like to shop. And I had two different people buy me dresses. Women, two women. So one was at a fair. She was my co-conspirator in my booth. And she said to me, I'm being guided to buy you this dress. Boom, there's one thing. So now there's a dark side to manifestation. We can get too much. So we have to be careful. And I can tell you a story about that. You know, if we ask for abundance, we have to be careful what we wish for. So I know of this woman who asked for abundance, and she got a horse ranch with 5 horses, 3 goats, 3 cats, a dog, a beehive. And now she has no time for the meditation that she loves. And, you know, she's doing oneness blessing events. And she now realizes she should have asked for manageable abundance. So just something to think of, that you might want to say, I'd like manageable abundance. Okay, now, one of the things that I have asked for is a multi-million-dollar company that I can easily manage, that happens gradually with the processes to take the business into that next realm already there, so that the people show up in time. And I haven't asked for this to happen in the next 30 days. This is over a couple of years. All right, so when I helped a woman manifest, she had a workshop. She was a beauty salon owner, and she contacted me. We did a Cascade of Miracles prayer, which I'll end this session with. And she got her workshop filled up at the last minute. She received discounted work from contractors that surprised her. She thought she was going to have to pay, I think it was something like $1,200, and she ended up getting the work for $600. So think of all these ways as being manifestations. It doesn't just have to come in the form of a dollar bill or of a relationship. All right. Everybody breathe. Okay. So we can get in our own way of manifesting, and the way we do that is usually mental stuff that we are thinking, and we may think, oh, I can't do this, or I'm not able to do that, or you know, who am I that I should be able to manifest? I'm not God, but I'm here to tell you these secrets are going to be revealed in the next few minutes, okay? But we can't manifest if we feel unworthy or if we feel doubt. We can't manifest if we feel small, and I'm going to help you with those things, and I'm going to walk you through a manifesting exercise. So if you're ready, let's get started. Okay, so we're doing 9 steps to manifesting your dreams, and I have a bonus as well. Okay, so the first thing that we have to do, and I know you've heard me say this before, get crystal clear. What do you want? Breathe. What do you desire, and how do you want it? In other words, okay, you want a pizza? All right. How do you want that pizza served? Do you want it with pepperoni, or do you want it all veggie? Do you want extra cheese? Same thing with your manifestation. How do you want it? Remember the woman who asked for abundance but didn't qualify, that she wanted manageable abundance with lots of free time. She has no free time. So we have to focus on the solution rather than the problem. So we have to get crystal clear. I'm going to give you a few moments to actually write down exactly what you want. Okay, and just in a few moments, I'm going to talk about what we do to block ourselves. So why is clarity so important? We think something like 90,000 thoughts a day. And when we're not focused exactly on what we want, we are seen as fuzzy, like a moving target, and nothing happens. This is when we have so many thoughts and they're all over the map, going north, south, east, west, and the universe has no idea what to bring us. So we have to focus on getting completely clear, laser focused, and then the universe can bring it to you. So spend a few moments just writing down what you want. Do you want $100,000? How do you want it payable? In what time frame? Now, don't worry about whether it's possible or not possible. Just write down what it is you want. If you're looking for a loving partner, what would you like them to look like? What type of relationship do you want? Do you want a marriage? Are you happy just dating? Do you want children? Do you want a committed relationship? How tall would you like them to be? What kind of hair do you want them to have? What color eyes? What type of personality? So I'm just going to back up just a little bit, and I'm going to give you a little bit of guidance on the ways that we manifest unconsciously. We all think a lot of different things. We could think we don't have the money for that. Money doesn't grow on trees. We can't afford that. There's never enough. I'm helpless to create for my life. I'm not powerful enough to manifest. I don't believe in manifestation. I don't believe in the law of attraction. It hasn't worked for me. I'm not able to do that. I'm not worthy. I'm not God. I'm not deserving. I'm not enough. All of those things can block us from manifesting. So I'm just going to give you a couple of mantras to kind of overwrite that negative programming. I am enough. I am deserving. The universe is expanded, therefore I am expanded. The universe is abundant, therefore I am abundant. I deserve abundance. And let me just tell you, we are all meant to live abundant lives, not poverty-driven, not love-stricken. We are meant to be loved, to have love, and to be abundant. Okay, now step two, take a deep breath. So you've gotten clear on what you want. The next step is, why do you want it? When I asked for a multi-million dollar business, my reason for wanting it was to help millions of people to be happy with their lives and their love. That's my why. Because it makes me feel good to help other people. I'm going to get all teary. So write down why you want it. If you want to be famous, say why. Perhaps you want to feel significant. If you're wanting money, maybe you want to pay off debt. Say why. Just be clear. I want this money because I want this love because boy, Trinity, I can feel you manifesting. Okay, now this next part is a little different than what I've done in the past. Okay. This is all about forgiveness. You know, and part of my work involves forgiveness. We have to forgive ourselves. We have to forgive, you know, anybody that's hurt us. And holding on to resentment holds us in the past. And we can't move forward in our lives or have real love when we're hanging on to old pain and unforgiveness. Okay. So forgiveness is letting go of suffering. And perhaps your last partner or spouse couldn't be who you wanted them to be. Forgive them. So spend a few moments contemplating the situations and the people in your life that you have unforgiveness towards. And even if you feel I've done all this before, just see if there's anything hanging on that you haven't forgiven. Anybody that you need to forgive a little bit more to. And let it go. It could be as simple, I forgive you, George. I forgive you, Sam. Or you could do the Ho'oponopono prayer. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. I love you. Thank you. Let it all go. Take a deep breath, and with this next exhalation, let go of any unforgiveness that you haven't let go of so far. Just let it all go, that out breath. Okay, the next step is seeking forgiveness. So we have forgiven those that have hurt us. Now we have to seek forgiveness. And most of us don't have any idea how much we hurt others. I had a little text volley, I have to admit, yesterday with some of my Canadian family members. And it got a little out of hand. And I know that my niece was hurt in the process and other people were hurt. We have no idea how much our words hurt other people, especially during a full moon. Lots of things get said when the emotions are high. So just take a few moments to seek forgiveness. You know, we hurt others by doing things, by not doing things, or by saying things that hurt the other person, maybe texting something to someone. And we hesitate to say, I'm sorry, because we fear we're going to become weak, even when we know we're wrong. I'm just going to share something personal. I have a video of my mother on YouTube. She was visiting me. It's not a great technological video, but if you listen to her words, it's very powerful. She's talking to my daughter, and I was actually very sick at the time. I had a cold. She's talking to my daughter, who's off camera, and she's telling her about her life and how after 49 years with my dad, in all those years of marriage, not one time did he ever say he was sorry. And my dad was, you know, quite an angry man. And now this unforgiveness causes pain in the ones we love. And we suffer as well because we didn't admit we were wrong or that we did wrong to the other. So just spend a few moments relating to your higher sacred self, that God self that you are connected to and is within you. Relate to that higher sacred self and seek forgiveness from those who you have hurt. That you have hurt, those that you have hurt. Okay, I hope that was enough time. So let's just take one deep inhalation and exhale, letting go of all those that you've hurt, letting go, seeking forgiveness. All right, now step five. At the beginning, I was talking about relationships, and we have got to be in relationship with ourselves, our higher selves, which is our God self. We have to have a relationship with this higher self. And now I will tell you, when I first started relating to this high self within and above me, it felt a little weird. But I will tell you that I guess it was 18 months, no, maybe a little bit longer, that I did that. I really expanded in consciousness and finding that God self that is, you know, within us, without us, in everything. That's why we're never alone, is because that God self is part of us. So start having a conversation, have a relationship with this higher self. Without a relationship, we don't have God. We have no God. So you can make this sacred self, God the Father, like Jesus said, my Father in heaven. You could make this sacred self an aunt or an uncle. Some people use a guru. Just don't use me. Okay. So see the God inside of you. And this divine part of you really wants to communicate with you. That is where your higher intuition, that higher guidance comes from. God is your sacred self. It's your high self. And I'll tell you this. There is no one that will accept and love you like this higher self. This high sacred self will never judge, will never condemn, is always loving, always accepting, will never abandon you. It is always with you. So you've got to encourage and have this relationship with your divine sacred self. Okay, breathe. And if you have any questions, just write them down and we can get back to that at the end. Okay, so number six. And this one is praise. We have to praise our inner divine, that God within. How can you do that? Well, one of the things that I say is a mantra, praise God for my life. It is, that's what I say every morning, praise God for my life. You could say, praise the divine for my life, praise my higher sacred self for my life. There are lots of different ways you can praise the divine, your divine. But find something that feels good to you. So just find a few phrases or thoughts or something that you could share with your sacred self and give some praise to your sacred self. Somebody was just asking, I could feel this question, could I dance? Of course. Could I sing? Of course. All of those are great ways to praise the divine. You can revel in nature, you know, walk in nature and just enjoy the beauty and, you know, be grateful, which is our next step. Step 7 is gratitude. Acknowledge the blessings that you've received. There's a neurological shift that takes place when we go from just saying a mere cursory thank you to actually embodying that gratitude. And this neurological shift is what carries our manifestations to us. So, thank you, Creator. Thank you, God. Thank you, Divine. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for the clothes on my back, the clothes in my closet. Thank you for the food on my table, the roof over my head. Thank you for my dog that is still amazing at 19. Thank you for the money in my bank account. Thank you. Thank you for my mom and dad. Thank you for them taking me to the doctor, feeding me, clothing me, keeping me safe. Thank you for my mom and dad attending my events, paying for my wedding. Most of us don't even realize all the blessings we've received. So really think about it. Think about the food that we eat. Someone had to plant the seeds. Remember the story of Chicken Little? Someone had to plant the seeds, water the seeds, hoe the weeds, till the soil, harvest the vegetables. You know, we can't exist in this world by ourselves. We have to recognize how we lack gratitude. It's very important. You know, one of the things that you could do, it's an exercise that I have suggested. I did it myself, actually, this Valentine's Day. I sent a card to my mother, and I thanked her. You know, our relationship has been rocky, you know, for a lot of my life, but I thanked her for all the things that she did for me. You know, she used to be given clothing, and she'd remake the clothing she received for me. Made me clothes that I could wear to school so I looked nice. Took me to the dentist, took me to the doctor when I got a snowball in my eye and ended up in the hospital. If she hadn't done that, I would have lost my eye. There's so many things that our parents did for us that we haven't even recognized. What about the wait staff? What about the people who harvest the vegetables and the fruit, wash off the dirt, ship it, pack it, display it in the grocery store? And then there are the cashiers and our bank tellers. We can't exist in this world by ourselves. So we have to recognize how we lack gratitude. Express gratitude to all the people we know and don't know, even the sun, the moon, the stars, the entire universe, the explorers. people who discovered our country, the medical doctors, researchers, car manufacturers, the truckers who drive across country so that we can eat healthy food, those that have discovered cures for diseases, all those that we take for granted, express your gratitude. Okay, so a few more minutes, just giving gratitude. And we're going to start considering and thinking about manifestation as a prayer. Well, we're asking for our prayer to be answered. Manifestation is a prayer. So rather than focus on the problem, we've got to focus on the solution. So if you're running around and saying, well, I don't have any money in my bank account, I don't have money to pay my car payment, I don't have the money to pay my kids' college tuition, well, that's focusing on the problem. We have to focus on the solution. Okay, so focusing on the solution, you focus on what is it that you want. Visualize it in three dimensions. See it as if it's a movie playing in your mind's eye, a motion picture, but not straight ahead, kind of to the right. So look a little bit to the right, as if it's happening right now. Money, now. Marriage, now. Car, now. As if it's happening right now. Feeling joyous. Use this energy of this full moon, feeling joyous. The happiness, the bliss, the joy, that is what manifests our desires. Remember how we manifested in anger before? We're manifesting in joy. So get into the joy. How would it feel to have that amazing man or woman in your life? How would it feel to wake up in the morning and have them bringing you coffee in bed? How would it feel to be walking down the beach holding hands, knowing that you have this wonderful being in your life? How would it feel to have the house of your dreams, the car that you long for, the money in the bank account? How would you feel? Visualize it, see it, shifting your eyes to the right. Now, if you can't visualize it, feel it. Have that strong emotion. Can you imagine how excited you would feel, how blissfully happy you would feel to have that relationship? The one you dream of? Okay. All right, so now we're just letting it go. We've already done it. We've done the work. Let it go. You already have it. Detach. You already know it's done. You don't have to go back and make sure the I's are dotted, the T's are crossed. It's done. Allow the seed to grow. Allow the prayer to happen. Let it go. You don't have to think about it anymore. And I'm going to relate something to you. I've had lots of people ask me, well, you know, I just feel like I need to put a different spin on it or help the universe along because they may not understand what it is I want. So can you imagine you're flying from New York to London, and as you get on the plane, you step by the flight deck and you say, Captain, do you know the route that you're going to be taking to London today? And the captain, can you imagine the look on his face? This man earns, what, I don't know, $250,000 a year. He has spent his entire life learning charts and maps and understanding how to fly planes. And you have asked him, does he know how to get there? That's the same thing that we're doing when we pull it back and try and put a different spin on it or change it so that the universe will know what it is we want. The universe already knows. The divine already knows. Let it go. Total detachment. Assume it's done. Okay. So I told you I had a little bonus. And I'm doing so great on time here. We'll have lots of time for questions. So this is where the magic happens. We have to give back. And we have to commit to giving back. It's like a tithe. How are you going to give back? We can't just take, you know, think about it. In a relationship, there's always give and take. There's always give and take. And it always seems that we're giving more than the other person is giving, right? We have to give back. So in this giving and receiving, we get our manifestation and then we give back. What act of service can you give? And like I said before, this podcast for me is an act of service. It's free. I'm giving my knowledge and my wisdom freely. So what are you going to do? Are you going to commit to feed the birds? Will you feed the birds through the winter? Make sure they have water? Will you feed the deer? Put out a salt lick over the winter? Will you feed the wild horses? Will you rescue dogs? Will you feed stray cats? Will you be faithful to your commitment? How are you going to give back? All right, write down how you're going to commit to serve. One way that you can commit to serve is by sharing a miracle with someone every day. Maybe a bird hit your window and you saw that it happened and you went down and you warmed it and brought it back to life. Share that miracle with someone. Maybe you rescued a hummingbird from your garage and you got it out and gave it a drink. Share that miracle with someone. Every day, share a miracle with someone. That is a way to give back. It doesn't have to be your money. But I will say, any way that we help Mother Nature and its creatures, that is powerful. Okay, before we go to questions, I am going to do the Cascade of Miracles prayer for everyone. And I'm leaving the last 15 minutes to questions. And if you want, we can do one more manifestation exercise after this. Just breathe in. Make sure your hands and wrists and ankles are all uncrossed. Take a deep breath. Divine Mother, Father, God, I ask for a cascade of miracles to unfold for each and every person that hears my voice. I ask for these miracles to be big and small. I ask for these miracles to unfold in all areas of their lives, from their vibrant health and vital relationships, loving, committed relationships that flourish, great friendships, excellent relationships with coworkers, and wonderful abundance. I ask for their finances to be stable and increased. Ask for their children to be healthy, vibrant, and balanced. And I ask for these miracles to continue as long as they are grateful. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Amen. Okay, everyone, you are unmuted. How was that? It was a little different than my usual manifesting programs. What did you think?
I thought it was glorious. It felt really, really good.
Oh, good. Thank you, Trinity.
Thank you. That was so much fun.
Anything in particular that you've noticed or you'd like to share?
I liked the praise thing. I was confused for a second. I'm like, is she talking about gratitude? And I'm like, oh, no, that's not what she means. And I'm like, oh, I got to do more of that. I like that.
Thank you for saying that, because that was one of the things that, you know, at first, when I started talking about it, it's funny because that's exactly what I was feeling, is that some people thought I meant gratitude. I appreciate you saying that. Awesome. Okay. Anybody else? Question or comment? Alisa, are you still there?
Yeah.
How are you doing?
Doing okay. I was just wondering how the manifestation fits in with the full moon.
Well, this full moon being a Capricorn full moon is, yes, a full moon can be used to release, but the emotions right now are so high that was why I decided to do this podcast today, because I don't know about you, but I've been crying like at the drop of a hat for no apparent reason. So when we have that emotional sensitivity, we can also manifest very easily. Did that answer your question? I'm not sure if I did.
It did. It did.
Okay, good. Thank you. Anybody else?
I have a question. It's Amy.
Hi, Amy.
Hi. When you were talking about having a relationship with your higher self and having a conversation with yourself, I'm just wondering what that looks like.
Okay. You know how we have negative self-talk? You know, you might be doing something and you do something that's clumsy or goofy and you say, oh, boy, that was stupid. So.
Yeah.
That is what we're shifting away from, and we're talking to the inner self that is, it's our high self. So how would you talk to God?
I mean, I don't really do much talking to God because of the way I've been raised to believe how God is.
Okay. I understand and I appreciate that, because that's, you know, God was a scary thing to me. But what has started happening for me is that, and this really came to fruition for me after I learned to read the Akashic Records, but there's a conversation that takes place in our mind, and it's this loving, like a loving parent. Now, if that doesn't work for you, if you have a mentor that you know, think of, think it could be a mentor instead of a parent. But pick a, you know, for me, like I say mother, father, God, because God is sexless, not a male or female. It's sexless, mm-hmm. So encompassing everything. So I say mother, father, God, but I also say the divine. And when I'm talking to God, just going about my day, it's a conversation, a loving conversation. And, you know, I might be doing something, walking my dogs and go, oh, wow, this is so beautiful. Thank you for this. Thank you for this beauty. It could be as simple as that.
Okay.
And when you start to, you can start asking questions, because that, you know, here's the thing about the universe and the divine. When we ask questions, the universe has, and God has, no choice but to respond. An answer will come in some form. But I will say that developing this relationship and deepening this the relationship with, and I'm not depicting this divine self as a scary being. This is a loving part. It's a part of us, and it's in everything. So, you know, it's an energetic. How can I say this? An energetic, loving presence, and it can converse with us. And you know, think about it this way. I'm going to give you two instances. Okay, so there's one person has a dog. Let's say that person is me, and I have my dog with me in the house when I travel to Colorado or Toronto or wherever. I take my dog with me. They ride in the car with me. They are with me all the time. And so we have a close relationship. And I had an accident a couple of weeks ago when I had this big thing fall on top of me. My dog didn't just stand there and look at me or run off. The dog went and got help because we have a relationship. Now I'll say there are other people who tie their dogs up outside. They go out once a day to give the dog food, maybe. And that's the extent of the relationship. What kind of communication do you think that dog has with that owner?
None.
So that's the difference. We have to give, communicate, and ask questions, and do the praise and the gratitude, and you will be supported with all of that. And at first you might feel a little silly, but you can say it out loud, but I have my conversations in my head.
Okay.
We can talk about that a little bit more if you want to email me, if you have any further, you know, questions or, you know, how about this, you know, run something by me, and feel free to do so.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Anybody else? Oh, one more thing I just wanted to say, if you haven't checked out my website yet, please do. It's new. I think the new banner is finally up. And I just wrote an article. It's my mother's 95th birthday today. And I wrote an article about her. The picture isn't the greatest that's on that, but it is on, I think it's under happiness. So there's several different ways you can find my blog, and all my articles now are on the website, and I'm not posting anything new on my blog anymore. Everything is on JenniferElizabethMasters.com. And until the 19th of July, I have a special going on infinite love. It is, in my opinion, my humble opinion, it is the best thing that I've done yet for relationships. So if you've had challenges like I've had in relationships, this infinite love goes very deep in a loving way and will shift the way you think, feel, and express yourself in relationships. So that is, it's on sale. It's $147, which is, I think, a remarkable deal. It's 7 hours, so 7 different audios. And there's workbooks for each week. And it has taken my Tainted to True Love to a much higher level in a positive way. Does anybody else have anything else they'd like to share or ask for? Prayers for anyone? Oh, just to let you know, I had a client. She has a clearing once a month. She is a business owner. And she came to me, I guess it was last month, 2 months ago, her son has testicular cancer and had to have one removed. And it has metastasized. And then this month when she called and we did energy work, she had a cervical cancer thing going on from an HPV. So I did energy work on her, and She went to the doctor today. I got a text message. She was prepared for surgery, and today they said they don't have to do surgery. I'm very grateful about that.
Mm-hmm. Awesome.
Yeah.
Yay.
So lots of good things are happening. I love you. Thank you for being here. And if nobody has any other questions, I'm going to just do a blessing for all of you. Okay, here we go. So this blessing that you just received is going to wherever it needs to go. Thank you for being here. I will have a recording to you in the next couple of days. Thanks so much, everybody.
Thank you, Jennifer. I got muted during the blessing. What happened?
What's that? The blessing was silent.
Okay, because it's like you've been muted, and I was like, okay.
it was an energy blessing.
at that exact same moment, Odin started making noise. So I'm like, that was probably a good thing.
Much love, Tiffany.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.